I say how nice of you to call. I mean, I count the hours between each conversation, going over all the things you said to work out what you mean. You say how nice to hear your voice. You mean you want to hide behind the line so that you have the choice in case you change your mind. But that's not true. The meaning lies not in a sentence prized apart, but in the fact that I can't see your eyes to read your heart. You say I'll have to ring you back. You mean I take you by surprise. Don't fret, your number isn't in my file of facts, and local calls aren't itemized. I ring, I emphasize, I ring the operator, twist my pain. The number that you called has not been recognized. Please check and try again. But that's not true. The meaning lies not in a sentence prized apart, but in the fact that I can see your eyes to read your heart. I'm glad you rang. The hollow buzz of wires remains the dull refrain, which somehow sums up being us. I'm glad you rang to call again. I'm glad you rang to call again. I'm glad you rang to call again. But that's not true. Communication can be wordless and has been so. So I'll wait and treat this as an interlude, but not the end, and take comfort from the silence. And if the waiting seems too long and I'll spend silent and alone, that leaves the other choice. I'll just ring up your answer phone and listen to your voice.